What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, August 25th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Pau Hana Friday, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Hang on, Mike. Mike? Okay.
443. Mike is in our control room as usual. And, of course, today being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. Obviously, the big story right now is Hurricane Harvey is just about to make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane. 110-plus mile-per-hour winds, 35 inches of rain. It is going to be a nasty one. They're already ordering evacuations. And if you have not already made your preparations and you're in that path of the
Okay, there seems to be an issue. All right, we're going to try and reconnect. Okay, Mike, are you there? Mike? Okay, Mike, are you there? Okay, let's reconnect. All righty, so I'm going to try. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me? All right, fine. All right, good. All right. Wow, professional radio here. All right, here we go. I don't know why we had replays at the beginning and all the rest of it. All right, so where were we? Friday, September 29th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday, end of the week. Mike is in the control room ready to answer your phone calls. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. And a reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three today with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get into the news here. Hillary Clinton is still out there traveling around trying to sell her book. I understand she's sold about 300,000 copies so far, which is not very good, certainly for something that's being touted as a bestseller here. She's up in Canada doing her Blame Everybody But Me book tour and out there about, you know, political press obsessed with her emails, the unprecedented intervention of FBI Director James Comey and all the rest of that. And again, if Hillary Clinton and her staff had been playing by the rules and obeying the laws and regulations, there wouldn't have been any issue about her emails in the press. There wouldn't have been any issues about James Comey needing to investigate. So it really does all come back to her, but she's out there still spreading the gospel of everybody's to blame except her. But she's got a new message out there saying democracy is under attack. And she thinks democracy is under attack because she lost that election last year, meaning that democracy means the liberals have to be in power. And she's out there telling the Canadians, you've got to be on guard about this. You can't let those gosh darn conservatives win any elections, because if conservatives get voted in, it's the end of democracy. No, it isn't. It is democracy in action. But again, to the liberals, only liberals should be in power here. Now, over at the Washington Compost, they're actually admitting right now that, yes, the claim that Kushner used private email servers for some business-related emails is not to the same extent as Hillary Clinton's private email server. Kushner was not transmitting classified information over his private email accounts, and the only reason he was using the private email accounts is that's where people were sending him questions, rather than his official government email address. So he just hit reply and answered their questions, and it's business-related, but it is not classified information. And that's the real difference. Hillary Clinton parked a lot of highly classified information, including special access compartmentalized, on her private email server, which had weaker security than Ashley Madison. Guccifer had come on out there and said that when he was inside her server, he saw at least 10 foreign IPs also logged in prowling around. And that is why Hillary's email server deserves much more attention than anything Kushner had done. But we're seeing the entire political establishment in Washington, D.C. They're out to protect Hillary Clinton, protect Loretta Lynch, protect James Comey, protect the narcocracy, and keep all the attention focused on why we should be slapping Donald Trump upside of the head. Now, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates, and apparently Judicial Watch is scoring quite a bit of a victory because a federal judge has agreed to review the redacted material from Hillary Clinton's emails during her time as Secretary of State. And Judge Kolar Kotali has also ordered the State Department to file an affidavit addressing why it should not have to search new Clinton emails recently recovered, which they're saying, we don't have the time, we don't have the staff, sorry, Judicial Watch, it's none of your business anyway. Well, it is the business of the American people. Everything Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State belongs to the American people because we paid her salary, we paid for that building. And the laws are, they're supposed to be open records. So they're moving forward on this. And basically, the court rejected arguments by Tillerson's State Department and its lawyers at the Sessions Justice Department. So the courts are slapping down the Department of Justice lawyers who are still out there trying to protect Hillary Clinton. Because if that unravels, if I'm correct about the espionage, and if the American people at large find out about how the entire Clinton political machine was launched with the CIA's gun and cocaine running operation out of Arkansas, that is a scandal that is not going to go away. That's a scandal the federal government could not survive and should not survive. We're living underneath a criminal government, a government that engages in crimes under domestic law and international law, whether it's drug smuggling, use of torture, violation of our Bill of Rights. So, moving on here, Mexico has had over 5,400 aftershocks after that big quake on September 7th. It's still rocking and rolling down there. I remember after the Northridge quake, which Claire and I went through, there was about 2 months there where we were getting these small tremors. It was very nerve-wracking that they were coming all day and night. Over in Puerto Rico, the Royal Caribbean steamship line has sent a cruise ship to help evacuate people from Puerto Rico. Very generous thing for them to do. They canceled their September 30th Adventure at the Seas trip. They're moving all the passengers who'd booked onto other trips, other tours, and they're turning the ship over to help victims of Hurricane Maria. Now, again, Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico is a good example of why you should be a prepper. And now even the Department of Homeland Security is saying it's not crazy to be a prepper. You should have a prepper mentality. Aid is arriving at Puerto Rico at the docks. It's not getting to the people in the interior of Puerto Rico because the logistics train has been destroyed. The roads are ruined. Bridges are down. There's a lack of airfields where they can go in with helicopters. And so a lot of the stuff is still staying on the docks. And people in the interior of the island, they've run out of water. They've run out of food. It's a serious, serious situation. Now, Oscar-winning actress Patricia Arquette is deeply involved in political activism. She was a huge Hillary Clinton supporter in 2016 and is out there screaming about Donald Trump. So Arquette decided to lean into the fray over Puerto Rico, And she tweeted a photo of an Air Force C-5 Galaxy transport plane and asking if they can be deployed to Puerto Rico. And she tweeted the request to Hillary Clinton. Now, there's a problem there. Because of the results of the 2016 election, and according to this little document known as the Constitution, Clinton is not in a position to be able to order the military to send a plane down there. However, President Trump can and has been mobilizing U.S. military assets to assist the hurricane-ravaged island. The issue with the C-5A Galaxy is it takes a lot of runway to put that plane down and take it back off again, even with JATO bottles. And much of Puerto Rico does not have those kind of airfields available locally. They're going to need to get some more helicopters down there, some of the big Chinooks. Now, getting on over to the war zone, ISIS has launched a major offensive trying to cut off the highway between Palmyra and Deir ez-Zor. They still haven't quite given up recapturing Deir ez-Zor. And so apparently yesterday, these various ISIS assault groups supported by battle tanks and technicals armed with heavy guns attacked Syrian government forces at a few points at the Palmyra-Deir ez-Zor highway, the key government supply line to Deir ez-Zor city. They're trying to lay siege to it again by cutting off that supply route. So the battle is still going on over there. But at this point, it is looking like it's all over but the cleanup. And the conditions exist to bring the war to an end. Now, right now, Damascus has gone to the United Nations and asked the United Nations to stop the U.S.-led coalition war crimes and to expel them from Syria, because the U.S. does not have the permission of either the Syrian government or the United Nations to be in Syria. So Syria is going to the U.N. Security Council and saying, we need a resolution condemning this. And Damascus is saying these U.S.-led airstrikes, which we're told are supposed to be ISIS and Al-Qaeda, only aid ISIS and Al-Qaeda, while at the same time claiming endless civilian lives and destroying vital infrastructure in Syria. And, of course, we know if the Security Council tries to do anything about that, Nikki Haley will be out there with her little pom-poms and cheerleader outfit going, veto, 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 because that's her job. Now, apparently in Great Britain, Defense Secretary Michael Fallon made the comment that Britain has made a major contribution to crippling the Islamic State and Syria and Iraq. And the Russian Ministry of Defense came out with a rebuke saying that, in point of fact, there wasn't a major contribution by Great Britain. It's not invaluable. It was pretty much worthless. And Great Britain is trying to grandstand that they're an important participant in what's going on, but Russia is saying, no, actually, they weren't at all. Now, it looks like somebody somewhere is still trying to find a way to reverse the situation in Syria and get back in there and sell the idea that Assad is cruel to his own people. They're not going to try another gas attack. That falls apart. So they've come up with a new one. And this came out of CBC up in Canada. And the story is there's a former Syrian military forensic photographer who goes by the code name of Caesar. And he appears on the TV interview on the CBC wearing a blue hood. You can't see his face. You can't see his hands. You can't see his skin color. Supposedly, he's now in hiding, fearing for the safety of himself and his family. So you can't talk to him. You can't ask him any questions. And he gave this interview to CBC's The Fifth Estate through a translator, as long as CBC keeps his identity hidden. And he's got a whole bunch of pictures, frankly, a lot of which look staged to me, to prove that Assad is still committing horrific acts of torture against his own citizenry. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. They're really laying it on thick here. Now, as you know, up in Afghanistan, the U.S. has all of a sudden started claiming that Russia and Iran are arming the Taliban. And by golly, that's our job, because back during Charlie Wilson's war, when it was the Soviets who'd gone into Afghanistan in response to U.S. regime change efforts, and the U.S. armed the Taliban to drive the Soviet Union out. So how dare Russia come on in and change up the game by arming the Taliban against us? You're not allowed to do that. It's against the rules that we just made up. But Russia has come on back and said, we're not actually sending any arms into Afghanistan. The U.S. is making strategic and tactical mistakes. They don't want to admit it. So as always, with everything else, we're going to blame Russia. We're not succeeding in Afghanistan. Hardly anybody ever does throughout history. But we'll blame Russia for the U.S. failure. Remember, the last military commander to successfully conquer all of Afghanistan and hold it was Alexander the Great, and he only kept it for 3 years. There's a reason Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires. Now, at this point, we're starting to see Turkey sort of pull away from the West, probably an artifact of that botched coup d'etat against Erdogan and the fact that the U.S. is still sheltering this supposed cleric who was the mastermind of the whole deal. And so Iran and Turkey are sort of going through this rapprochement with Russia's blessing. And this, of course, has serious implications for Israel and the United States in the region, because Turkey used to be an ally. Turkey used to be the handmaiden of both the U.S. and Israel when it came to Syria, and now Turkey's moving away. And we're seeing more and more countries that are pulling out of the Western coalition of the they twisted our arms to get us in there. And they're starting to pivot over toward Russia, China, Iran. Now, over in Iran, Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is saying that if the United States withdraws the 2015 P5 plus one nuclear deal, Iran will also opt for quitting the deal. Iran has made it very clear there will be no renegotiation, because the renegotiation is entirely to the U.S. and Israel's advantage. They want to include the long-range missiles in the deal now. And regardless of what happens from this point forward, the way that Donald Trump has handled this Iran deal, saying, I want to renegotiate it to add in a bunch more missiles, or I'm going to cancel from it, either way, it is sending a message to other countries such as North Korea that you should not trust anything the U.S. government says. You should not take any of their promises at face value. We learned those lessons over and over again in Libya, in Syria, Iraq, and now Iran. We're going to take a phone call. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Aloha. Hey, listen, you know, I wanted to call yesterday because we blame everything on Russia, the elections, everything else like that. But did you hear anything about NASA and Russia was going to build a space station to observe the moon?
They're talking about a space station that's out basically following the orbit of the moon. Obviously, they can't get too close. They may be thinking with the idea of cleaning out one of the Lagrange points and anchoring the space station there where it would be stable. But Lagrange points tend to accumulate a lot of debris because they are the Lagrange points. So they're going to have to clean out what's already there.
Okay, but you did hear something about that, but yet we still blame them for everything, but yet we're going to go into business together and build a space station.
We have to be in business with the Russians. They're the only ones who know how to make rocket engines these days. We'll be right back after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let me just look at something here. There we are. Apparently, officials over in Austria are talking about eyeing some of Iran's development projects. And this is another indicator that the rest of the world has really had it with all these U.S. sanctions, especially when you consider that the U.S. sanctions have actually caused a lot more damage to the West than to the intended target, in this case, Iran or Russia. Now, over in Syria, following the Kurdish independence referendum, Syria is considering granting the Kurds greater autonomy. And this is actually a very attractive deal, because if the Kurds agree, they'll have more autonomy. They'll still technically be part of Syria, but they'll have a lot more autonomy. And this will be guaranteed without having to go to war over it. Versus trying to become, trying to secede and triggering a war. So the Kurds may actually go for this. And if they do, of course, then that works against the interests of the United States and Israel that want an independent Kurdistan as a tool to break up Iraq and Syria and make them weaker. Now, apparently, a British analyst is out there saying that it is primarily the United States that is trying to get the Kurds to secede, to start a new upset. And what the United States has started to do is they're going around the world looking at, shall we say, organic domestic dissent, the color revolutions, and they're going on in and hijacking them as a tool for regime change while trying to make it look like this is what the people wanted. They did it up in Ukraine, in Kiev. We've seen them do it in a couple of other countries. And so in trying to hide their regime change activities, they're trying to embed themselves inside legitimate domestic dissent and, if necessary, kick that up. Now, the Kurds understand they're going to be under serious criticism and possible military action, but that's how much they want to be their own people. And again, this is their right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Article coming out of Middle East Monitor saying that Kurdish independence will see the disintegration of Iraq, which is exactly what Israel has wanted and why Israel supports the independent Kurdistan. Over at the United Nations, they have finally decided they've had it with Israel and its impunity for all of its various actions. Israel holds the world record for most resolutions passed against it by the United Nations. Israel is the only member of the United Nations that had conditions on its acceptance as a member, and Israel has never complied with either one of those conditions. But anytime the Security Council tries to do something about Israel, the U.S. can be counted on to veto, 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 veto. And so now the United Nations, UN officials are moving to hold Israel accountable for breaking international law, even though they're facing resistance from Israel and its allies. Because after all, you know, Israel is God's chosen people and they're above international law. How dare you hold them to the rules everybody else does, or some such logic as that. So after decades of Palestinian disposition, Israeli military occupation and apartheid, the United Nations has taken its first concrete practical step to secure accountability for ongoing Israeli violations of the Palestinian human rights. And again, isn't it kind of an obvious double standard? Israel's all in favor of an independent Kurdistan, but when the Palestinians say, we want independence, no, no, of course not. You're sitting on land that should belong to us. So basically, the UN Human Rights Office is now sending letters to companies around the world saying that they're going to be added to the database of firms doing business with illegal Israeli settlements, and that will make them targets for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Israel has found more Nazis to wag at us. Oh, my goodness. They found two former SS Death Squad members. And one of them is 94-year-old Kurt Gostak, who, when interviewed, said, yes, he was part of a special SS unit in Einsatzgruppe C in Ukraine, but he worked in the motor pool repairing vehicles. And the other one, 95, said that, yes, his name appears on an Einsatzgruppe roster, but he really didn't do all that much. Israel's just really in a corner. They're running out of Nazis because every time they're going to do something really icky, they trot out the Nazis. Oh, look, we've got Nazis, Holocaust, Hitler. Everything that we do to the Palestinians or the Syrians or the Lebanese is justified because of the Holocaust. And that really is a bit of a reach because, as I understand it, The Lebanese had nothing to do with the Nazis, and neither did the Syrians, and neither did the Palestinians. And yes, I will concede that at one point there was a senior Muslim cleric who met Adolf Hitler as a meeting between heads of religion and heads of state. And all world leaders have to do that, whether they like the person and agree with them or not. So Israel tried to make a big deal out of that. But isn't it amazing how Israel will scream about what the Germans supposedly did before any of us were actually born as their reason why they're going to go into Lebanon or go into Palestine or steal the Palestinians' land in the West Bank or go into Syria and steal the oil underneath the Golan Heights? Oh, really? It was all Hitler. You know, we're not doing anything wrong. We're just responding to this terrible thing that Hitler did to us. So at some point, they are going to run out of Nazis. And again, they've run out of people who really took part in whatever it is that was supposed to happen. Have you noticed the last few of these court cases involve people who processed the mail? They were office clerks. Now they've got a guy who basically was rotating the tires on the cars. And they're out there saying, well, just be, you know, they were part of this horrible death machine. And that's like trying to charge the person who peeled the potatoes at the military headquarters for what happened at My Lai in Vietnam. It's really a bit of a stretch. But Israel needs to have Nazis to wag at us so that they can shield what they're about to do. Oh, you shouldn't have done that to Lebanon. Holocaust, Holocaust, Holocaust. I shouldn't have done that to Syria. Holocaust, Holocaust, Holocaust. What are you doing stealing Syria's oil under the Golan? Holocaust, Holocaust, Holocaust. You must be an anti-Semite, Jew-hating fanatic who wants Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the ovens twice. It's a repeating pattern. Every time they wag the Holocaust and Nazis, it's because they're getting ready to do something really icky. It's a guarantee. Now, there's a story that we're going to talk about North Korea here. Over in the Express in Great Britain, they're out there saying that if North Korea attacks us, Great Britain only has hours to prepare for World War III when North Korea flings nuclear bombs at us. And it's a real possibility. They're coming to get you. Now, remember when the Express were claiming that Great Britain would only have a 45 minutes warning if Saddam Hussein fired a missile with a weapon of mass destruction attempt? This is more of the same thing. They're trying to get everybody riled up and scared to support another war of conquest. And that's what these all have been. The United States has not been attacked by any of these countries that we've gone on in and ruined. We know who the aggressor is. Now, here's an interesting story. We're starting to see efforts at destabilizing Russia, which is why Russia has now thrown a lot of the George Soros-linked non-governmental organizations out of the country. Because everybody now knows how the U.S. has been playing this game of destabilization leading to regime change. So apparently 130 mostly American Antifa activists went on over to Moscow and engaged in violent rioting, and basically said they organized the protest to protest Russian hacking and attacking civilians simply because they were Russian and therefore responsible for helping to elect Donald Trump. So Putin has thrown them all in prison for a long time. So remind me, you Antifa thugs for hire, you got what, $35 an hour? Great deal. Great deal. You made a couple of $100 and you're not going to get to spend it for several years. Putin's got the right idea. We should be doing the same things with Antifa in this country. They're clearly terroristic. They engage in violence. They're using violence and the threat of violence to try and coerce changes to our internal politics, and that, under the USA Patriot Act, is the definition of terror. Why aren't they being treated that way? Now, as you know, there's been a lot of talk that the U.S. government wants to ban Russia Today because Russia Today refuses to go along with the U.S. narrative. Russia Today dares to put another point of view out there, horror of horrors. And Russia is coming on back and saying that if the U.S. blocks Russia Today, it's going to get another tit-for-tat response. Russia will shut down CNN in Russia. The fact that the U.S. government wants to shut down Russia Today, or for that matter, anybody challenging the official story, shows how scared they are. They realize they have lost control of the minds of the American people, and they're in a panic, and they're just trying to figure some way that they can silence the independent media and the foreign press while not appearing to trample all over that First Amendment right to freedom of expression, right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. That's going to be a hard one to get around. Now, do you remember that video that came out a little while ago with Morgan Freeman saying that Russia's evil, Russia's bad, oh, it's horrible? Well, there's a new one. And this one stars Liam Neeson. And he's joining the anti-Russia chorus, calling on potential whistleblowers to aid the probe into Donald Trump's campaign alleged ties to Moscow. They are really, really desperate to try and find a link. And again, it is so obvious that the machinery of the government is just terrified out of their minds to look at what Hillary's been doing, what Loretta Lynch was doing, what James Comey was doing, because it gets too close to that narcocracy, which is at the center of the U.S. federal government. That is the most protected point. That government-sanctioned trade in illegal drugs being sold to our children on the streets of America. So they're trying to get Donald Trump, because if that wall of silence around him breaks and he gets wind of this, I have a hard time thinking he'd sit still for that. We know he's being controlled because the White House staff is blocking information to him. He's only getting the information that is going to lead him to decide to do what his advisors want him to do. White House Chief of Staff Kelly is absolutely blocking Dana Rohrabacher's attempt to get this information about exculpatory information regarding the hack of the DNC email servers. And Assange has it, and he says he wants to trade it for a pardon. Last Sunday, a reporter asked Trump about this potential deal. Trump had never even heard about it. He's being walled off from this information by his own staff. I think at some point there's going to be a crisis where Trump realizes the extent to which he's being lied to, and we're going to see a major, major house cleaning at the White House. I hope. We really need it. The way it's set up right now, the military-industrial complex, all these generals around the president are using him to steer us toward World War III. And we're going to lose it. And that's why we have to oppose it. We have to oppose it for humanitarian reasons as well. War is bad. War is mass murder wrapped in a pretty flag. But I don't think any of us want to get into a world war that we are likely to lose. When you go back and look at the historical photos of what the losing side looked like at the end of World War II, whether it was Germany or Japan. All right, let's see. We're going to take some phone calls here. Nathan from Northern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. I just had a real quick question for you. I think it's a week ago, Susan Rice's housekeeper was found dead in a lake outside of her home in Ithaca, Connecticut. And I've been on YouTube, you know, it's really a great place because, you know, you can see anything and everything, you know, that people are talking about. And there's only like three videos, a minute and a half long, about the murder, you know, of her housekeeper. It's like a total blackout. Have you heard anything about it?
Not really, but apparently it happened after she was interviewed by the FBI. The truth or fiction is saying it's a fiction. And it looks like all these gatekeeper stories, our websites are saying that it's all a hoax. And,
really?
Well, that's what they're saying. But again, we know that some of these gatekeeper sites like Snopes are, in fact, propaganda operations to try and discredit independent inquiry into things. And so it's hard to know who to trust. But as you said, going on to YouTube, there's only three videos about it. So there does seem to be a lack of substantiation on this.
Well, there is no indication. They just said that they removed the body from the lake, and they didn't say how she died. You know, was it gunshot, stabbing, strangled, beaten, nothing. But they said that they had to identify it. You know, her through dental records because her fingertips had been cut off.
Well, again, I'm seeing all these reports online that it's a hoax story and that the photo is actually a body of a woman named Lorenza Relano being fished from a pond in Boyle Heights and is actually from 2014. So at this point, based on what little I've looked at, during your phone call, I'm not seeing this as being substantiated, and may be more, you know. And again, you need to understand they're trying to dump as much phony news on the independent media as they can to trip us up, make us look bad, make us look as unreliable as the corporate media. Boy, that's going to take a lot to do. All right, so Nathan, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, people need to not trust everything on YouTube. You know, you got to do a lot more research and delve deep into multiple different, you know, sites and this or that, because a lot of phony stuff going around, and it winds up making, you know, people look stupid, you know, like...
You're absolutely right. It's called poisoning the well or just simple jamming here. But one of the ways in which our educational system has failed the American people is many people in the younger generations don't have the necessary skills in science or even math to spot when they're being lied to. And that's why we have so many people walking around saying, oh, yes, they had holograms at the World Trade Towers and they had micronuke this. And, you know, they're just repeating what they hear on TV because that's what modern education under Common Core teaches. You know, what the TV says, you will echo. And they're not teaching people to think for themselves, to analyze critically what's going on. And we need to bring that back if we're going to regain our freedom, because a dumbed down population, they really are just livestock.
Yeah, that guy who called, I saw like an interview with the guy who was saying that and a lot of other stuff, like they landed the planes at a secret base, unloaded, and then flew another plane out. No, they didn't, because that would take more time, and loose lips sink ships. They wouldn't do that. You know, that's just a common sense type of thing. You know, the planes were Wahhabists with Israel involved, elements of your government, just like... Look at the facts that everybody knows the United States is arming jihadis in the Middle East to use as a proxy army. So that's a fact because there's multiple sources and multiple things to back that up. You know, hey, Mike, I watched the interview between Putin, well, not the interview, but like the press conference between Putin and Erdogan, and it seems like they're pretty close now. I mean, my best friend, Putin, the S-400 really shows how Russia seems to trust Turkey now. They just got the first deposit. And that system to give to Turkey, that's a game changer. People don't understand. This is a game changer weapon system. It's the best anti-aircraft system in the world, Mike.
Well, I understand the S-500 is about to come online.
Which could be why he gave the S-400, you know, like, you know, we talked about this, that the Russia keeps certain secrets with certain abilities, and they'll give the export version. But, like, Turkey is definitely pivoting, Mike, and you can see that. And I think the you can tell the U.S. is getting desperate because they got to yank Liam Neeson. I guess he's not doing Taken 4.
I guess not. He started thinking he was an action star, and that's when I stopped watching him. I mean, he is a fine actor, but he's now stereotyped himself as this big, tough, action hero, and we've got way too many of those right now.
I liked him in Dark Man.
I liked him in the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, that whole series. And I liked him in, what was the one about the haunted hotel where they wanted to fake ghosts to lure travelers, and it turns out there were real ghosts there. And it had, I think Richard Harris was in it. And that was the first time I noticed Liam Neeson, because he had this incredibly hard scene to do where he's alternating between reliving this horrible crime he committed hundreds of years ago and noticing that there's a very hot woman in the room with him. Anyway, enough of this chit-chat. We need to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and we will be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just now getting word that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, has offered his resignation to Donald Trump, and the president has accepted it. We are told the reason for the resignation is Tom Price tended to charter a lot of private planes for his travel, doing what he was supposed to do on the job. My sense of it is there may be more to the story than just that. But that's all the information that we have here right now. We're going to take a phone call. Derek in Jacksonville, Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I was just visiting the anti-media Facebook page, and they had a thing up there about the structures going up, and nobody really seems to know what they are, even the MTA up in New York. And
yes.
It seems like they're being real shady about it. Seems like something, maybe facial recognition, Homeland Security. Just wonder if you had any ideas on that.
Not really. I mean, I've seen some pictures of the towers, and they look more like some sort of radio scanning system, like what they may be doing is issuing cards so that you just walk past these things and you're allowed into the to the MTA, to the trains and buses and everything. If you don't have a card, alarms will sound. It's sort of like those anti-shoplifting systems working in reverse. But at this point, I don't know. You are correct. The fact that nobody really seems to know what they are, and they've cost apparently quite a bit of money, is of concern. When we see all these devices going on up and they're costing a huge amount of money and nobody seems to know what they're supposed to do, that definitely rings a few alarm bells.
Gotcha. Also, it seems like possibly could be, how they could send out different frequencies like sound waves, like noise, high-pitched sounds, which, you never know what could be coming out of them. But just think it's shady how they don't inform
people. What would the purpose of high-pitched, high-frequency sounds be? I mean, one very common...
as a weapon, as like a deterrent, like for, crowd control, deterrent. I believe the military has stuff like that.
Well, they have, the sound machines. I forget the exact term for them. But high-frequency sounds, I mean, you encounter those all day, every day, because a lot of the intrusion alarm systems in stores and museums and so forth use ultrasonic sound. Certain sensitive people can hear it. I remember when I lived in Southern California, I couldn't spend too much time in the Huntington Hartford because I would get a headache because I could hear those alarms going off on the walls. So that isn't really... if the note's high enough, most people won't even perceive it here. But yes, they do have those very loud sound weapons. They're really not all that effective,
yeah,
though, because you can stick your fingers in your ear and get away from it. And yes, the sound is ultra low frequency that's supposed to physically shake you and make you ill. But why they would build those in permanently at the MTA gates, I'm really not entirely sure about that. If they're trying to protect the MTA, just plain old-fashioned barricades, that roll down and lock would be, I think, far more efficient. So we'll keep an eye on it, and it may just be somebody else's boondoggle there. Derek, we're going to let you go. We got to do station identification, and we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens.
Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.